You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 25, the season finale of the Storm Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today we are going to be talking about the independent takeover. Indies are taking over, guys, and you better get ready. Now, if you have not checked out the previous 24 episodes, which is the rest of season one, be sure to do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. And just because this is the final episode of the first season doesn't mean that there won't be videos coming out on the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, because I have videos planned that I'm going to be uploading very soon. So get ready for that. Show your support, like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And be sure to follow me on Instagram. Instagram is where I am most active. That is gstorm.entertainment on Instagram. And you can also follow me on TikTok as well, which is G-Storm Entertainment. All one word, just G-Storm Entertainment. Give me a follow there, say hello, send me a DM, whatever. Don't send me anything that's weird, please. And yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for those who have been tuning in each week, each Friday at noon, showing your love and support for the podcast, as well as my company and Eternity's End. And it's been a lot. There's a lot more that's got to be done. There's a lot more that's coming in the future. You guys already know I'm going to be talking about it in the G-Storm News. And I just want to say thank you so much for all your support. Season 2, we're going to be back later this summer. I'm aiming for either late July or early August for Season 2 of the Storm Chat Podcast, because I need a lot of time to work on these other projects that I want to get out for you guys and I want to announce for you guys. So, and that's going to take some time, and I got to brush some things off my schedule. So, which is why season one ended. I always want to do 25 episodes anyway, but with season one ending, we're going to take a little break, few months hiatus, and then we're going to come back with season two. I want to do some interviews with some other creators, some of my friends. Maybe we'll have like some chats where we talk about video games, some of my friends personally, my manga friends, whoever. We'll kick it back and talk about, you know, nerd stuff, because that's what we do here. Without further ado, guys, let's jump into the G-Storm news. The Eternity's End demo releases today. Yes, it's out, guys. You guys can go and play the Eternity's End demo right now. It is here. I've been talking about it for a long time. I had to postpone it back in March, but it's finally here. It's finally done. You guys can go ahead and play it, share your thoughts. It's just a little something I want to put together for you guys, my treat to you. And this is nowhere near what I have in store for you guys in the future in terms of video games. So this is just a small little taste of my original Eternity's End project that I wanted to share with you guys, so you guys can see Eternity's End in its roots. But, you know, it's a completely different series now than what it was, what is like 6 years ago when I made my first project and this little demo here. So I hope you guys enjoy the demo. It's just a little something I can share with you all. And yeah, have fun. Now that the demo is released, and now that it's done, I can now focus on my commercial games, the two commercial games that I'm working on. I'm going to be doing announcements for those very soon in the near future, so be on the lookout for that. I can also work on Eternity's End Volume 2 more. Volume 2 has been going really well. I've been having a lot of fun writing out the chapters. I say it all the time, but it's just, I really love this series, guys. Like, I have so much fun writing Eternity's End, and I just can't wait to share it with you all. And it's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a wild ride. Volume 2 is shaping up to be way longer than Volume 1, as I've said before. And yeah, it's really starting to look like it's about to be much longer than Volume 1. So be ready for that. You're getting so much juicy, good content coming up, guys. So yeah, I'm hyped. I hope you guys are ready as well. And what else we got? That's pretty much it. Like, there really isn't anything. Oh, yeah, of course, I'm going to be uploading YouTube videos on the G-Storm Network YouTube channel now that season one is wrapping up of the Storm Chat podcast. And be sure to tell your friends about it. Be sure to tell your other independent creators or anybody who wants to get into independent comics or manga or even game design to check out the Storm Chat podcast, because there's a lot of stuff that I talk about on these episodes that I find that were very useful to me, and I hope you guys find use of the things that we talk about here on the show. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys, for the G-Storm news, our final G-Storm news of the season. But yeah, there's a lot of great things coming. Oh, yes, one more other thing I want to talk about. Now, you guys know I have a website, www.gstorminc.com, and my online store, www.gstormstore.com. I've talked about this in the previous episodes. I'm going to be combining the online store with the main website into one platform. So it's going to be a one-stop shop for all things G-Storm. So when the time season two comes around, you guys are going to be seeing an all-new, hearing about an all-new website and everything that you can find on that website. And if you follow me on Instagram, again, where I'm most active, where you can contact me, with the best way to contact me, really, you can go on my Instagram and look at the announcements that I make for the upcoming new website. In addition to the Attorney's End demo, I'm going to be placing a link of that in the description of this video, as well as my link tree, which you can find just about anywhere on my social media platforms. So that way, if you guys are having trouble finding it on itch.io, which is where the demo will be on, you guys can just go on my website, you can go on my link tree, you can go on the YouTube video of episode 25 of the Storm Chat podcast and just click the link and it'll take you right there. But yeah, guys, that's all the news I have for you today in this episode, this season finale episode. Let's move on to the question of the week. The question of the week is, do you think independents have a shot at taking over the mainstream? Do you think they already have? Let me know in the YouTube comments, send me a DM, or DM me on TikTok, Instagram, wherever. Let me know what you think. Do you think independents have a shot of taking over the industry? Do you think it's already happened? Do you think we're on our way to this new era of independent creators? I'm going to tell you what I think in a little bit, but I want to know what you guys think. So I'm going to be putting the question of the week in the description of the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. Of course, you guys can go ahead onto the video and comment your response. And I'm about to share mine. Let's talk about independents taking over the industry. Independents are coming. It's inevitable at this point. Independent creators, whether you're doing manga or video games or whatever, independents are about to take over the industry. It is incredible how much amazing talent is out there, and they don't have big corporations funding their projects, or they don't have a lot of attention, or even a lot of, like, you know, just they don't have any of that stuff that the big dogs do. But people enjoy their content. They will put their hard-earned dollars out for all the work that indies do, because one thing that I feel like a lot of indies have that a lot of these big time writers and all these mainstream people don't have is passion. Like, you can say there's a lot of people out there that do it for a check, but I don't see passion in most of these projects that's out here. Everything's a remake. Everything's a reboot. It's just annoying. And I think people are getting tired of it. People are tired of them trying to rehash old material, trying to profit off of people's nostalgia, and they just want fresh new stories. Like, there are people who say they want fresh new stories, but they don't actually mean it. They're just trying to, like, push their own, like, narratives. But there are people who actually want new stories, and that's where we come in, independent creators. It is our job to take advantage of the market right now. It is our job to take advantage of the incompetence, or whatever you want to call it, of the mainstream companies, because they're always trying to, what they're doing now, trying to throw AI into everything now. People don't want that. People are rejecting that. The creators are rejecting that. The audience are rejecting that. Like, nobody wants any of that in content. Like, nobody wants AI being pushed on to individuals and trying to replace humans. Like, just no. We already know how that goes. Okay. But people, independents like ourselves, if you're listening, you're an independent creator like myself, like, we have the control. We have the power. We are at the helm, steering the ship in the direction that you want it to go. We have creative control. We have so much freedom to do the things that we want. Now, if you want to go with a publisher, that's fine. I'm not going to judge you for it. I'm not going to knock you for it. If that's the route that you want to take, you want them to take percentage of your work and give you funding for it and give you advertising for it, that's fine, okay? There's advantages that come with that. But me, somebody who is their own publisher, who does their own stuff and funds their own projects, I love it. I love having the freedom, okay? Yes, it's tough trying to market your product and trying to, get funding and paying out of pocket a lot. But I enjoy doing it. And the best part about being a creator is that I get to interact with you guys. I get to interact with my audience organically. I can hear the things that they like and don't like. I'm not sitting up at the tippy top of some mega corporation twiddling my thumbs and saying, hey, I want to remake this old show from like 30 years ago or something. Like, you know, I'm sitting, I want to make fresh new stories, new characters, new worlds. I want to share it. I want to put it out there. I want to take the storytelling seriously. I want to take the art seriously. I want to take all this stuff seriously because I want people to enjoy my product, because people deserve a good product, especially with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now. We need good entertainment. I'm so sick and tired of the remakes and the reboots and the re-adaptations. And it's just like, you're blowing all this money off on trying to profit off of nostalgia. And it's just not doing it. Like, I don't understand why, like, these companies still insist on trying to re-release everything and remake and revive everything. Like, just stop it. Just stop it. Okay. People don't want to see this. Nobody asked for this. People want new stories. They want new characters. And it, because the mainstream was not providing that, that's where the indies come in. This is where our job comes in. All right. We have to take the stories that we are creating, or the video games that we are creating, and fight to get that product out there. Because I'm telling you, people are going to want to buy it. If they like it, they're going to buy it. A good friend of mine tells me all the time, if people really want that product that you put out, they're going to buy it. If people really want Eternity's End Volume 2, they're going to buy it. If people want the first volume or second volume of your manga, they're going to buy it. Now, it's not, and you have to worry about, oh, you know, like, nobody asked for this. No one's going to be going around saying, oh, nobody asked for this stuff. Like, no, people want your stuff. People want your content. They want new content because they're tired of the crap that keeps getting brought out by mainstream content or these industries. Just, guys, I don't think you guys understand how important this is, how important it is to be a creator. If you are an independent creator, or if you want to get into independent creation, whether it's Western comics, manga, kids' books, novels, video games, film, music, anything like that, the time to do it is now. Get on it. If you've been watching or listening to the podcast these past 24 episodes, you've heard me say a bunch of times, don't be afraid to fail. Take your time. It's not a race either. It's not. Don't think of it as a race. Just because you see other people making moves don't mean it's time for you to make moves. Okay? So also keep that in mind. But I'm telling you, if you want to get into this industry, if you have a story that you want to tell, you have something that you want to say that you want to put out there for the world, now's the time to do it. And it's not going to be too late. When you decide to do it, it's not going to be too late. It's never going to be too late. But we are experiencing something when it comes to independent creators. It looks like people are giving independents more of a chance. And it's not just consumers. It's studios. Big-time studios are starting to see that independent creators is where their bread and butter is going to be. That's going to be a new bread and butter, all right? It's not going to be that old, I can't believe it's not butter in the back of the fridge from like months ago, all right? This is a new bread and butter, okay? That is going to not just make you successful, but keep their businesses afloat. Keep your business, if you run one, afloat. Like, there is a lot of dinero in the independent space. And that's not just for, again, it's not just for comics and manga. It's for video games. And I believe that a lot of studios are seeing that. They're looking at these stories. They're looking at these content. They're looking at all these creators and saying, wow, this looks really good. This person has built an amazing platform. This person has a great story and great, a dedicated fan base, etc. And this is awesome. You know, we might want to make this into a movie. We might want to make this into an anime. Maybe we'll hit up a game studio and make a game out of this. You know, and if you have those resources yourself, then create them yourself and get some funding. Do some Kickstarters and everything. By the way, Eternities in Volume 2 is going to get a Kickstarter soon. So check me out on Instagram for that. So it's just a lot, guys. And again, do not be afraid to fail. Because if you have, you're going to have a lot of doubts when you get into this industry. You're going to be like, oh, my story's not good enough. Or, oh, my art's not good enough. Or, this is dumb, I don't know this. But listen, when you start, you're not going to be good off the bat. Okay? Your first game that you release is not going to be good. All right? It's just not. You have to learn how to create something. You have to learn how to tell a good story. You have to learn how to draw characters, draw backgrounds, draw perspectives, things like that. When you want to get into game design, you have to learn how to code. You have to understand animations. You have to understand 3D modeling and all that stuff. Like, there is a lot that goes into this. There's a lot that goes into this stuff in general, but it's way more that goes into this to make it good and make it profitable. I remember we talked about making a marketable product a few episodes ago. You guys can do it. I know I can. And I know a lot of my friends who are independent creators. I know they are busting their behinds, making their stories the best they can possibly be, because they too see that this market is booming. And if you're making a manga, like, the studios out in Japan, they see us. They see these independent creators. They see Eternity's End. They see the mangas created by some of my friends who also make manga, whose manga is out, whoever. They see the dedication and the work that my friends and I put into our work. And they're going to look at you too. Don't think they aren't. Because you look at what Shonen Jump Shueisha is doing. They are having submissions and releasing platforms where people overseas, all over the world, can upload their manga chapters and submit them in a contest, because they too want good stories. And even though, you know, there might be some stories overseas, like in Japan or Korea, that develop their fresh new stories all the time, like, they want stories that aren't from their country. They want Western stories. They want Western manga. They want Western-made video games. And there's just a lot of businesses out there. I'm not just talking about Japan or Korea or anything like that, but there's a lot of businesses out there that are looking for us. They're looking for us. They see us. They're looking for us. And who knows? One day, you who are listening to this right now might get picked to get an anime or a movie. They might reach out to you and say, hey, I really like your story. I think your story is awesome. I think you have a great following. I think you have a great energy and a great platform. I'd love to work with you to make an anime. I mean, I don't know how it goes, but that's how I believe it, that it goes. But I hope that happens for me one day as well. And you just got to keep going, guys. You just got to keep going. Learn from your mistakes. Look at the things that you did not excel in, at first and say, how can I get better? How can I make this better? And then just work on it. And that's the only way how you're going to win. That's how we're going to win. Again, independents are taking over. The time is now. Let's get it, guys. But anyway, that is all I have for you guys today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast wherever you are listening. Follow me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. Go ahead and like and subscribe to the videos on there as well. And yeah, guys, there's a lot coming on the horizon for G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. Storm Chat Podcast will be coming back later this summer. I just want to say again, thank you guys so much for everybody who's been tuning in every Friday at noon, showing your love and support. I see you. I see the comments. I see the DMs. I see all of it. And I hope all the information I've been sharing with you guys, these 25 episodes, have been useful, have been helpful, have motivated you to get your story out, to get your product out, and just have fun being a creator, you know? Like, you should be having fun doing this at the end of the day. Like, yes, everybody, I'm sure everybody has the same goals. Oh, I want an anime, I want a video game, I want a movie, blah, blah, blah. But you should be having fun while doing it. You should not be slaving yourself to get that anime or get that video game. You should be doing this because you love doing it. And I don't want you guys to forget that when you're creating your story. Do it because you love it. Don't do it for the money. Don't do it for the dollar signs, because you're going to get really disappointed, especially when you're starting out, because it ain't always about money. It ain't always going to make a whole lot of money. But just do it because you have the passion. You have the courage to put your story and work out there. And again, just have fun. But anyway, guys, this has been the Storm Chat Podcast, Season 1, Episode 25. I'm Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. Take care, be blessed, get creative, and have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.